Do you see yourself as an athlete? Is that weird to say? It was super weird for me to think about it first. I mean, I'm just a mom, right? A mom who likes to work out. Well, today I'm here to tell you that you, yes, you, as a mom, as a wife, as a person who's maybe big or small or not very strong, you are an athlete. And I'll tell you why it's so important that you think about yourself like this in this episode. Hey friend, welcome to the Effective Fitness for Women podcast, your go-to guide for practical weightlifting and nutrition tips. I'm Rachel, a wife, mom of six, registered dietitian, and passionate weightlifter. This podcast is for the woman who is tired of not knowing what to do in the gym, frustrated with trying to eat right, but not sure what eating right actually is, and just wants to start seeing some results. If that's you, then you're in the right place. This podcast is all about teaching you what you need to do in the gym and the kitchen to lose fat, gain muscle, and be the strongest you've ever been. Are you ready? Let's go. A while ago, I was at my chiropractor's office. I had been weightlifting for a while and I was seeing some really good results. And while I was there, my chiropractor said something to me that changed literally how I think about myself and my physical fitness on a foundational level. It was super offhand and I bet he doesn't even remember. I had asked him a question about something. I can't even remember what it was. And he said, "Well, for athletes like yourself, I usually recommend such and such," and answered my question. Wait, what? Athlete? Who, me? After I left, I just kept thinking about what he said. I'm not an athlete, I'm a mom, right? That's what I was telling myself. I'm a woman who likes to go to the gym, not an athlete. That seems too intense. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that it was true. My workouts at the gym were focused on a goal. My eating habits were supporting that goal. And I was working hard to reach a physical goal. And do you know what? I realized I am an athlete. He was right. I am training my body for a physical, like with a physical achievement in mind. And that makes me an athlete. I had really undermined my own abilities by telling myself that what I was doing was just exercise. But it isn't. I'm training for a goal. This mental shift changed so much for me. How I saw myself, how I saw the effort that I was putting into my health and fitness. And I want that for you, my friend. So today is all about having the mindset of an athlete and how that can literally change the outcome of your efforts. So let's define what an athlete is. I looked it up on the internet. An athlete is a person who is trained or skilled in exercises, sports, or games requiring physical strength, agility, or stamina. So you are training in an exercise requiring physical strength. You. It's a mindset. So when we think about training versus exercise, right? Like what is the difference? It's about what your goal is, your intention. Training has a goal. I'm trying to lift X number of pounds. I'm trying to run X number of miles. Exercise is more passive. Like, and a lot of times people refer to exercise in amount of time spent. So you'll say, "Oh, I went to the gym for an hour." "Oh, you know, I did this for an hour. I did this for 30 minutes. It's more like a check off the box kind of thing. And the reason that understanding this difference, like in how you see yourself, why this is so important is because how you see yourself directly affects your behavior. Do you see yourself as just a person who has to exercise because they failed in some way? For example, you have too much fat or you're too weak. Like you see exercise as a punishment for an area of weakness. Like I have to go to the gym because I am this way. like, this is my punishment for being this way. Do you see yourself like that? Or do you see yourself as someone who has physical goals that they want to achieve? I am going to the gym and working out because I want to be able to lift X number of pounds. You know, for me personally, I have this big goal of deadlifting 225 pounds. And like, I'm working, like my workouts and the way I'm eating is moving me towards that goal. And I know I'm going to achieve that goal, right? It may take me a little bit, but I'm going to achieve that. And that difference is critical. How you see yourself directly affects your behavior. It impacts how you train, how you eat. It all goes back to the goals, right? So when I'm feeding myself, when I'm like thinking about food, it's not, well, you know, I have to eat this kind of way because I weigh too much or I was bad all weekend. It's no, what am I going to eat that is going to help me reach my goals? I'm going to include, you know, for me personally, I include carbs at every meal because I have to train. I have to train hard. And for that, I need carbs, right? So understanding that difference is really critical. If you're just going to the gym to do whatever, that's going to give you a different result, like just to check a box, right? That's going to give you a different result than I'm going to the gym to meet a specified goal that I have to help me get 1% better on that, right? Side note, if you need a plan at the gym, you can check out my 5-step strength training template on my website. It's free. I will link that in the show notes, or you can go to my website at www.effectivefitnessforwomen.com. And it's on the free resources page. But I'll link it in the show notes, of course. So we really have to start changing how we think about ourselves, and that will impact so many things, right? Our mindset changes everything. How we eat, we're eating to fuel our goals, right? We're not eating in a certain way to punish ourselves for being too big or too little or whatever it is, right? Now, it may look the same on the outside, right? You may be doing the same things, but it makes a huge difference in the outcomes when we have the right intention in our mind, the right mindset behind why we're doing the thing. Why are you eating this way? Why are you working out in this way? If we have the right intention behind it, then it can change the outcome. So, you know, eating to fuel your goals looks like maybe I'm in a fat loss season and I need to limit my carbs at this meal to 1 cup, right? Or I'm going to choose this snack for bedtime instead of this other one because you have a goal that you want to achieve instead of, well, I ate too much here, so I need to punish myself by not eating this. Do you see that difference? So this mindset shift makes eating and training to fuel your goals start to look and feel more like a lifestyle. That's what it's become for me. It's taken this pressure off of me to think in the short term of, well, to change from this cause and effect type of thing, like I did this, so therefore I have to punish myself by doing this, right? It's more of, I'm focused on the long game, right? I'm focused on where I want to be at this time next year or whatever. I want to lift this amount of weight. I want to do this. And so you start thinking about just what is going to get me there? What are the short little steps that I can take to get me to this long-term goal? It really made a huge, huge mindset shift for me. And I want that for you, right? So your action item for this week is I want you to tell yourself, I'm an athlete and I have goals, and set your mind on that. When you get into the headspace of you're eating a certain way or you're exercising to punish yourself, tell your brain no. You are an athlete and believe it. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, perfect, and pleasing will. I truly don't believe that God intends for us to be slaves to a punishment mindset regarding food, regarding exercise, even something, you know, as simple as how we eat and exercise, right? I don't believe that God wants that for us. Start believing that you are an athlete and start acting like it, because you are. We have to train our brains to believe things as well as our bodies, right? That's why I believe that's why God gave that scripture, Romans 12:2. It's like you have to tell yourself the truth sometimes, even when you don't feel it. And it trains your brain to start to believe it. And that changes our outcomes. How you see yourself directly affects the things that you do. Okay? So, work on training your brain this week. That's your action item. And I will talk to you next time.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe. And I would love to see a 5-star review from you. This helps other women find this podcast so they can start to get results too. Let's help other women start their fitness journey together.